Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. It's your guy, Larry, and you just tuned in to Larry's Bible Cast. How are you guys doing today? Hopefully you are having a wonderful and awesome week so far. So far, my week has been pretty good. It's been pretty good. We had one holiday, actually, earlier this week. We had Martin Luther King Jr.'s commemoration or birthday. That was on Monday. And so how did you guys spend it? Did you guys spend it like most people? Probably just had a good day off, maybe stayed at home, probably caught up on some things around the house. Me personally, I did do somewhat of that myself. Was able to do that, but also unfortunately I had to work that day as well. But again, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad at all. So before I forget, so those of you that are listening to me outside of Spotify, there is a special commemorative edition of this podcast that is on Spotify. So for those of you that would like to hear some of the excerpts of Martin Luther King's speeches, some of them was actually not really the I Have a Dream speech. I kind of wanted to steer away from that, but he does have several excerpts of racism and justice, and also it was a three-part series on Give Us the Ballot, and really fell in line with what we have going on today about the the voting bill that we have going on. As a matter of fact, this year of President Joe Biden has been trying to get that pass in legislation. So I just thought it was interesting that I heard these excerpts about at that time when Dr. Martin Luther King was speaking. At that time, he was actually still speaking about the voting rights of people of color and minorities at that time. And here we are today in 2022. Now we're still trying to pass, or we're you know, coming up on, I guess, some of the same issues, I guess you might want to call it. Anyways, not really to try to get too political on this, but it's just interesting to see how, while we're still having to work on the same type of thing. So let's pray ultimately that things will be fair in this country, and things will go right. So we still have some ways to go. We still have some ways to go. But speaking of ways to go, I have another devotional. Well, I have the same devotional, I'm sorry, that I've been going over, Merry and Bright. And so we want to finish that out. And I have maybe a couple more days to go on that. And let's get into that today. We still, how many know that even though it is a devotional about Christmas, but it's also some relevant things that we can take about today, about how we can still celebrate Christmas, but also have the love of Christ that is in Christmas throughout the year. So it's not about the holiday, so to speak, but understand this is that that there are certain traditions and things that we do that we only do around that time of year, but we can also do the things that Christ would do throughout the year. Amen. So I just wanted to kind of bring that about. And so hopefully you guys kind of bear with me on that. How many of you have been listening to the Merry and Bright devotional series that I've been doing? Hopefully you guys have been enjoying it. Hopefully it's been inspiring. You've gotten something out of it. And like I have too, as well. So if you have, again, just give me a holler, give me a comment or something on there. So I really appreciate it. Hey, listen, so Again, as always, I want to thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time listening to Larry's Biblecast, I really welcome you and thank you again for tuning in. This is a brand new year and brand new things going forward for the year 2022. And so I'm really excited. I'm really excited to see what God's going to do and how many lessons that God's going to be giving us, and just a lot of discussions on this podcast about what we'll be discussing and talking about throughout the year of 2022. And awesome, just another awesome year, I think. Yes, there's so many things that's going on in our world today. We have the pandemic. We're praying that those of you that are trying to be safe, wearing a mask, social distancing, the same thing pretty much that we've been getting all year of 2021. You know, I'm just going to be honest with you. God has been tremendously blessing me and my family throughout the year of 2021 and 2022 so far. Neither one of us in our household have contracted or gotten sick from the coronavirus. I just praise God for that. We also, though, we have been vaccinated. We have been boosted, and we're still doing whatever we got to do to make sure that we're staying safe. Both of us are going to work every day. We haven't been laid off on our jobs. We haven't had to do any remote job things on either one of our jobs. We're both essential employees, and you know, God has honestly been protecting us since the time that this pandemic and this virus has been ravaging in our country. Neither one of us have gotten sick or anything. So I just praise God, and I'm very thankful for that. And so with that being said, we're going to continue to pray, and hopefully that's some of your testimonies as well. Hopefully you guys have been able to get through this without getting sick, without catching the virus. So again, wherever you stand on the issues of vaccinations and wearing masks, and I know that is a hot topic throughout our country, still is. Some people choose not to. Some people choose that whether or not they believe in vaccines, or maybe they can't take vaccines, or they just flat out says, hey, you know what? If I get it, you know, I'm going to stand on the faith, or I'm going to stand on my belief that I'm not going to, you know, nothing's going to overcome me. So, and if that's the way you feel, and what you stand on your faith, that's good. And I commend you for that. I pray that God continues to protect you and continues to keep you healthy. That's the most important thing. And the most important thing is that we all stay healthy and we all are getting through this without having this affect us too much, whether it be health wise, whether it also be economically as well. So I hope you're well going through this year so far, and hopefully things are and you have family members that are also well too. So again, I thank you for joining me. Thank you for tuning in. And so we're going to get right into this. The next sponsor, this podcast is sponsored by Anchor. Anchor is just one of the most awesome platforms that I have been using for well over a year. And we're going to take a quick break for that commercial by Anchor. And then we're going to get right into the devotional of Merry and Bright. All right. Thank you again. Sit back and relax and enjoy this next episode of Larry's Biblecast. All right. So welcome back, guys. So let's get right into the devotional for today. Again, today is day 5 of Merry and Bright, a devotional that's celebrating Christmas every day. Can you imagine celebrating Christmas every day? I know that's a nightmare for some of you guys. Some of you do not like Christmas like I do. I love Christmas. I love it. I just love it. And I, you know, to be honest with you, I miss Christmas now. This is January, starting all over again, January of 2022. And yes, you know, we now have 11 more months almost 11 more months and what, a few days before Christmas of 2022 now. So yes, and so some of you might be thinking he's really falling behind on his devotional. So I just, like I explained before, I want to continue and finish this devotional out. This has some really good lessons, some really good things that we can talk about in this particular devotional. And it, and even though it has the theme of Christmas, we can also learn so much from it. So let's get right into it. This is day six. Excuse me. I did say day five. I meant to say day six. So this is day six of Merry and Bright, celebrating Christmas every day. This is a YouVersion original. Okay. And so this devotion is called, entitled, O Come, Let Us Adore Him. And some of you might recognize this from the song, the Christmas hymn, O Come, Let Us Adore Him. Okay. And so there is a anonymous quote that someone has quoted, and it says, the magic of Christmas is not in the presents. So P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, but in his presence. So in his presence, that means in the presence of God, right? Instead of just the magic of Christmas in the gifts that we give. So it says here, it says, there are countless traditions that we incorporate into our Christmas season. We decorate our homes and businesses with all kinds of ribbons, greenery, lights, and glitter. We make the treats we've been longing for since last December, but don't feel justified in eating between January and November. We take trips around our towns to see Christmas displays of lights galore. We see plays at our children's schools and watch programs at our churches. We are definitely not short on traditions during the month of December. And often in the hustle and bustle of this joyous season, in enjoying these temporal activities, we forget that one thing that forget the one thing that should be in our everyday traditions, and that is spending time with Jesus. This is often one, the one relationship in our lives that we forget to invest in during the time of year that we are supposed to be celebrating Him. It's easy to do, and we all at some point miss in our lives, find ourselves in this place. But there is good news. Just because we miss one day, one week, or even one month away from spending time with Jesus, doesn't mean we can't start again. God's mercies are new every single day. Jumpstart your time with God again by doing one or more of the following. So here's some of the following examples of what we can do more of. We can start a Bible plan. Okay, we can read through the Psalms and Proverbs every month of the year. You can also pick a verse or short Bible passage and journal about it. You can incorporate worship music into your day. You can spend time praying over the people in your life, or you can listen to a sermon or a podcast that builds your faith. Excuse me. So doing these things isn't about earning God's love or making sure He's not mad at us. It's about connecting with the one who laid down His life for us so that we can live our lives for Him. It's about getting the strength we need to live in a world that is not our true home. It's about walking with Him so that we can learn and grow in our faith in order to help others along the way. Let's make spending time with Jesus the most important tradition that lasts all year long. So here's some thoughts that we can think about. Do you find it challenging to spend time with Jesus every day? What is it that prevents you from keeping this commitment? And why don't you decide today that what will help you keep your commitment? Now, here's some of my thoughts on this, and this is very good. Like I said before, and this is one of the reasons why I wanted to read this devotional about Marion Bright because of what it's saying, the message that it's talking about. And some of you may want to hear some of the older episodes that I've done with this. Listen, it's so important to spend time with Jesus. And a lot of times during the holidays, like Christmas, perhaps, it's about the season of giving, and it's about all these other things, but it's also about Christ. And sometimes we miss Christ. We miss Christ in the midst of the holiday. We miss Christ in the midst of Christmas, right? Remember, the root word in Christmas is Christ. And this is the reason why sometimes if you ever notice, there's times where you'll see on some store windows or maybe some signs or some cards or whatever, and instead of them saying Christmas, they're saying Xmas, it's just something that honestly, there's people in the world that they really don't want to acknowledge Christ. And so instead of them saying Christmas, they are avoiding the word Christ out of it altogether and just putting an X there and calling it Xmas. So some of you might have known that already. Some of you might not have, but I just wanted to mention that. And so I say that because when we understand in the situation we have, or in this world that we live in, is based on some of the things that God has done in our lives and done in the earth. And Christ has been the most central figure when it comes to not just a biblical figure, but a historical figure. And understand that the miracle of Christmas, the stories of his birth and everything, surrounds the most awesome time of the year. And so I think that in celebrating Christmas, we ought to not forget to celebrate Christ. So we're going to, before we take another break, we're going to go into some of the scriptures here that talk about it. Now, we're going to start up with Psalms 119, chapter 119, verse 105. And it says, your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. This is important because we have to make reading God's word maybe a daily regimen, or for some of us that are very busy, maybe it should be done either in the morning or in the evening. But I recommend personally that you should read God's word at least every single day, because it's just like taking a multivitamin. When you take a multivitamin, it's to give you a supplement, right? And that's the same thing with reading God's word. And now I say that not to make it into a habit, like you just kind of like do that and not forget and not think about it. But we should have it in such a way that when we read God's word, we're also asking God to help us understand God's word, help pray as we're reading God's word sometimes, or even asking God to help us in our lives apply his word. And so this is the reason why Psalms 119, verse 105 is important. It says, your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. And isn't that awesome right there? It's telling us that God's word, the Bible, is a lamp to illuminate us as we walk through life. We're all on a journey. And the journey has a path on it. And understand this, that God's word is a guide for each and every one of us throughout our lives, for our jobs, for the decisions we make, and everything else that we do. So just understand that God's word is definitely what it says here. It's a lamp to guide us as we walk, and also a light for the path that we're on. Okay. Now the next one says this, and this is in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and verse 23. And this is actually one of my favorite verses, but it's also one of my favorite songs. It says, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. And then it says in verse 23, great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each and every morning. And that was my emphasis on each and every morning. The reason why I like to focus on this here, I love this verse here, because it talks about, number one, I love the adjectives about it. It says great. Great is his faithfulness. That means not small, not minute, but great is his what? His faithfulness. The wonderful thing about this is that the writer of Lamentations is saying that God is faithful. He is faithful no matter what. We sometimes get flaky. We go have ups and downs, but he is faithful. The thing before that, though, in verse 22, he says, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. That's so beautiful. And his mercies never cease. And that's how many of you understand that we need the mercy of God in the lives that we live, the decisions that we make, the choices that we make in life. We need God's mercy. Now, the second part in verse 23, he says, great is his faithfulness. But then he says, his mercies begin afresh every morning. When you think of morning, what do you think of? It's a brand new day. That means that whatever happened yesterday is done and over with. So guess what? You wake up and the Lord has blessed you to see another day. And on top of that, he's giving you fresh and new mercies. Listen, if some of you are like me, that have done some things and have done them over and over again, don't you know that we serve a God that's so merciful and he gives us do-overs every single morning? And that's how I see it. You get a do-over. You get a new, fresh day to start over and do the same thing that you're supposed to do the right way. Listen, if you fell short yesterday or fell short last week or fell short last month or last year, listen, don't beat yourself up over it. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going. Ask God for forgiveness and keep it moving. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. And then pick yourself up and say, you know what? I'm not perfect. I know that I'm not perfect, but God loves me just the way I am. Amen? So remember that when you read this. This is an awesome verse, Lamentations 3, verse 23. And I would take that verse and I would highlight it, or I would put it on a sticky note so that you can see that every morning when you wake up, he says, great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh every morning. That's so beautiful. So tomorrow morning when you wake up and look at this and say, man, you know what? I get another day of mercy, another day of God's goodness. Amen. So there's something to think about right here. All right, we're going to take a quick short break and we're going to be right back. Hey guys, this is your guy Larry. How you guys doing today? Just a little bit of a break in between episodes or segments. I wanted to, first of all, thank you again for all of you that have been listening and following me on this podcast journey. Yes, it's been a journey from the time that I first started recording, which was formerly Black Nerds Biblecast, to Larry's Biblecast. And God has really been doing some wonderful and awesome things in my life, in my life of myself, and also in the life of the podcast as it's been growing. So first of all, I just want to really thank you so much for just your listener support and things like that. And entering into a brand new year of 2022, I'm so excited about where things will go with us from here. Also, obviously, where God is going to be leading us. So again, just want to thank you, want to appreciate you for everything that you're doing. Now, the last thing I want to mention is some of you have also reached out to find out how can you all support this podcast. Yes, I've never really thought about getting the support that I needed. I enjoy doing this as a hobby. I enjoy just recording and also spreading the gospel, and that's the main thing. So for some of you that desire that, and maybe God has put it on your heart to sow into this podcast, I really greatly appreciate it. I haven't thought of any amount, and really there's really no specific amount that I've come up with. So again, that's all only left up to you, the listener. If you decide that you would like to sow into this podcast, I greatly appreciate it. Whatever God puts on your heart to do, I am so happy to do that. Where this will go is that just to continue the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and just help to expand this effort, this ministry. I guess you want to call it a ministry now. So I'm just excited about that and where you can go. So at the end of the broadcast or the podcast, as you're listening to, always look into the description. Look in the description. There's a link there to my Cash App, and you can actually go ahead and donate whatever amount. Again, whatever God has put on your heart to do, I greatly appreciate it. Look into the description, click on the link. It will go directly to the Cash App, and your donation will go toward advancing the gospel and gospel for the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Amen. So again, thank you so very much for just you listening, for you just being a part of this listening audience and the journey that continues on with Larry's Biblecast. Now get back to listening to some more of this awesome episode. All right, so welcome back. So we're going to get into the last two verses of this devotional. The two verses we're going to read, one is found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, which is, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need." And the next one is found in Mark chapter 1, verse 35. It says, "Before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray." These are two very good verses about this. So let's kind of go back over this here. One of the things that I love about Jesus is that Jesus not only talked about what was right and what was the directions of a Christian and believers, but he also showed the example. And we see that in both of these two verses. One, he gives us advice. Matthew 6 and 33 says, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need." I'm going to start from the back end of this. He says that he will give you everything you need. A lot of times as we pray and we get to know God and everything, a lot of times we sometimes we pray for things that we want. And not to say that God won't give you some of the things that you want. Sometimes he may even understand them as a need. So that's for those of you that do pray for wants. Sometimes I do pray for my wants as well. And because here's the thing, you never know what God will give you sometimes. I personally can tell you that I don't know everything that God is thinking, because he's God and his ways are higher than my ways. His thoughts are higher, or not my thoughts. But when we pray, we always pray for what we need. We pray for health and finances and sustainability and things like that that is going on in our lives and stuff. So we definitely want to keep those in the forefront of our prayers and stuff. We also pray for just continued support and spiritual strength, for that. But one of the things that I love what he says in the beginning of the verse, now it says, "Seek the kingdom of God," the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of the world, not the kingdom of your kingdom, but the kingdom of God. And this takes a lifetime. this takes a lifetime. This is not, I'm just going to, you know, seek this kingdom and that's going to be it. No, you know, this takes a lifetime to discover and seek out God's will and God's purpose in your life. And it's a journey. It is a journey. So make sure that God's agenda is your agenda. Line up under God's kingdom. Remember, it is a kingdom, and this kingdom is not a part of this world. Okay, that's, you know, some of you might be thinking, well, where is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God has to do with His entire plan for your life, his will, his purpose, what it is that you can be doing within his purpose and plan for your life. It's not always, you know, doing the everyday mundane things. Sometimes it is doing things that could be even beyond what your desired purpose is. And not to say that you won't have anything that, you know, you want in life. I think that a lot of times when we pray, we start to discover that there are some things that we desire in our lives. It's what God wants for us. God wants that. It's almost that in an agreement. And sometimes our prayers, unbeknownst to us, line up under God's purpose and plan for us. So that's one thing to remember about seeking the kingdom of God. You know, a lot of times, you know, when you're praying, you may be lined up under God's rule and God's kingdom, God's path. And also always read the Bible, read the word of God. I always encourage people to, when you pray, is to make sure when you pray, we do a lot of talking to God, but we don't do enough listening. And so a lot of times we need to stop and we need to listen to see what God has to say to us. And sometimes if we don't get the answer during the time that we are praying, sometimes, you know, you want to make sure that throughout the day that your heart and your mind is open for the Holy Spirit to begin to pour into you and for the answers to come. Remember, a lot of times we have to pray with expectation. We have to pray with expectation that we're going to receive something. We're going to receive an answer from the Lord. And the Lord sometimes will drop in our spirit an answer that we sometimes have forgotten that we prayed for. And so I know that has happened in my life sometimes. I've prayed for something and sometimes I don't get the answer right away. And then there's times where later on in the week or maybe a couple of weeks later, you know, God will just drop in my spirit about something that I prayed for. And then it'll come to my remembrance like, oh, my God, I remember I prayed for that. So, you know, God is, like I said, he doesn't always work on your timetable. He doesn't work on the instantaneously. Now, I'm not saying he doesn't all the time, but I know that there's times in my life that he hasn't done it immediately. And I just have to learn and had learned that this is how God operates. He doesn't always operate in the time span that we think he should operate in. So that's just some experience that I've gone through. And I don't know whether that's been your experience and your prayer times and whatnot, but I really highly, highly recommend getting aside a time of in the day or sometime in the day, whether it's in the morning, the evening, or whether it's in the midday, where there's less and no distractions so that you can really go in and you can really concentrate in prayer and have that time, that intimate time, that one-on-one. And, you know, some of you may be going through these little rush prayers and stuff that you have to hurry up and rush and say a little quick prayer and then head out the door. But sometimes we need to set aside some real quality time, just like we desire from each other. We desire quality time from our mate, our spouse, our children, maybe. But sometimes we need to get that quality time in with the Lord as well. The last one, Mark chapter 1, verse 35. It says here about what Jesus was doing. Jesus Before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray. And notice this here. Notice how it says here. It says here that Jesus got up early in the morning before the sun came up. It says before daybreak the next morning, it says. So Jesus got up before the sun rose and during the time before everybody else was awake, before the start of the day, before people were out and about doing things. And he went out to pray, but he also, if you notice, he went to a isolated place. That means he went to a place where he is not distracted, where he can really get alone and talk to the Father. Now the most important thing about this verse that it doesn't say, but we notice here is the fact that Jesus did pray. See, so Jesus himself prayed, and Jesus prayed to his Father, his Heavenly Father, God. And so if Jesus Christ in that time had to pray and went to pray, just guess what? Me and you, we have to pray. There's no way around the Christian life as far as being effective, as being effective and having a good relationship with the Lord without prayer. It is a mandatory thing to pray. You cannot be in a relationship with your husband or wife or your wife without talking to them. You know what I'm saying? You can't live in the same household or any relationship that you're in. You can't do that without communication. And so that's what prayer is. Prayer is communicating. Prayer is communicating and talking with that person. And again, in the case of Jesus and his Father God, and how he has set the example for us that what we are to do, it's the same thing, you know, and there is, prayer is a two-way conversation. It's a two-way conversation. So in other words, again, like I said before, when you pray, don't forget that it's not just what you have to say to God, but also what God has to say to you. So expect an answer. Like I said, sometimes you're not going to get the answer right away. Sometimes you'll get it that same day. Maybe you do get it immediately. But trust me, God hears your prayers. And I know people have said, "Well, I don't know if God answers my prayer." Yeah, he does. You got to pay attention. You just have to pay attention. You have to ask him. And if you feel like he didn't answer you, then ask again. Remember, there's a verse in the Bible that says, keep on asking, keep knocking, right? So it encourages you. It encourages you. There's another verse that I can recall where it says, through prayer and supplication, make your requests be made known to the Lord. See? So you have to. The Bible, even, and there's Bible verses that encourage us to prayer. And that's one of the things that I will suggest too, as you're reading your Bible. And as you're reading your Bible, look up all the verses that talk about prayer, talk about praying and things like that. Just look like a word search and look for yourself about all the verses of examples in the Bible of people praying and the results of prayer. You know, prayer is so very powerful. My wife and I, we pray every morning, but what we're discovering in our prayers is we see the power of prayer, but we also see God answering prayer as we're praying for individuals and family members and friends and just people. And we pray on a daily. Our prayer list has grown, as a matter of fact, as a result of our prayers. And so, and I say that because there's so many people that we know and we are either associated with or even, you know, believe it or not, you'd be surprised when you start praying exactly, you know, how powerful these prayers would be. And the reward is the answered prayers. I think that, to me, that has been the best experience that we've had when we pray. And when I say, when I tell you that we pray every morning, we actually do pray every morning, and we pray consistently. Now, those of you, just a little word of advice on this too, is that we have to understand that that the devil doesn't want you to pray. You will face opposition, maybe spiritual opposition, maybe distractions. Some things may not be as quote unquote deep or spiritual. Sometimes the distractions do happen. And so you have to remember that in prayer, that sometimes, you know, you're going to experience these things. But if you're consistent and you be persistent in prayer, believe me, you're gonna reap the rewards of a life of prayer. Amen. So I just wanted to encourage you on that. So I hope that you enjoyed this. Remember this. One of the things that like the quote was saying, the magic of Christmas is not the presents, but in His presence. It's so important to understand that we need to value being in the presence of God. We need to value spending time with Jesus, spending time alone with Him. And there are so many things, whether it's the spirit of Christmas or whatever it may be, during this time of year, even going into the year of 2022, there's so many things that are happening. But do not forsake the time that you can get alone with God. Those are the things. And you know, something else I keep bringing up more things, but there's so much that I can think of when it comes to spending that time in prayer with Him. You will become empowered. You will become more spiritually aware of what's going on around you and around your life. And even just as you go throughout your day, you'll become more spiritually aware. Your eyes will be open as far as spiritually. The Holy Spirit is a powerful asset to your prayer life, because the Holy Spirit is the one that will direct and guide you, and he will be the one that shows you what to do and shows you how what's happening around you and what to pray for a lot of times. So just so much I can just really, when it comes to prayer, I am definitely excited about this. And about having a prayer life, it's really, you can't beat it. The more that you pray, the more closer to the Lord you get, and the more powerful as far as just understanding God and God's word and just understanding his way. And remember, seek the kingdom, seek His will, seek His purpose for your life. That's so important. So that's about it for today. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. And I'm going to read one more passage or one more devotional of this. One more day, I guess you want to call it, of Merry and Bright, a YouVersion original Christmas, celebrating Christmas every day. And so that'll be it. Finally, right? We're finally coming to the end. And so I apologize for such a long, drug out, episode or you know what I'm trying to say of this, but we're going to get through it. And I really feel that this was very important for us to understand just everything about the Lord and what he is trying to tell us through this devotion. So anyways, thank you again for listening, and I will talk to you soon. Have a wonderful and blessed week, and also an awesome, wonderful weekend. I will be recording again next week. Look forward to a new episode. God bless you guys. Bye-bye.